听力课堂，听 class.com。
She wore her grief with dignity, by Bill Clinton.
We're here to honor a person. 54 years ago, her about-to-be husband said.That he was looking for a woman with character, intelligence, personality, and beauty, and she sure fit the bill. And I have to say, when she was over 75, I thought she still fit the bill pretty good with all those categories. And but I think that's important. This is a woman.As well as a symbol, as well as the embodiment of her husband's legacy and the developer of her own. Second point I want to make is the most important day in her life for every one of us here at this moment in this church, except when she embraced her faith. The next most important day was April the 5th, 1968.The day after her husband was killed, she had to decide, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? We would have all forgiven her, even honored her, if she said, I have stumbled on enough stony roads. I have been beaten by enough bitter rods. I have endured enough dangers, toils, and snares. I'm going home and raise my kids. I wish you all well.None of us, nobody could have condemned that decision, but she went to Memphis, the scene of the worst nightmare of her life, and led that march for those poor, hard-working garbage workers that her husband got. Now, that's the most important thing for us, because what really matters, if you believe all this stuff we've been saying, is what we're going to do with the rest of our lives.So what will happen to the legacy of Martin Luther King and Coretta King? Will it continue to stand for peace and nonviolence and anti-poverty and civil rights and human rights? The one thing I always admired about Dr. King and about Coretta when I got to know her especially is how they embraced causes that were almost surely lost right alongside causes that they knew if they worked at hard enough, they could actually win.They understood that the difficulty of success does not relieve one of the obligation to try. So all of us have to remember that. What are we going to do with the rest of our lives? You want to treat our friend Coretta like a role model? Then model her behavior. This is the first day of the rest of our lives.Everybody who believes that the promise of America is for every American, everybody who believes that all people in the world are caught up in what he so eloquently called the inescapable web of mutuality, every one of us, in a way, are all the children of Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King. And I, for one, am grateful for her life and her friendship. Thank you.